Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
I'm Dimitri Gaskin. You might know me online as Dimitri G01. I got into Drupal about 4 years ago. It's kind of sort of a long story, so I'll say it as shortly as possible. Basically, my school needed a new website. They figured that they would use Drupal, but nobody had any time to build one. So they saw that there's this kid in fourth grade who knows how to program. They said, oh, you go do it for us. And so I built a website, terrible website using Drupal 4.7, but went from there and started contributing. Yeah.
Yeah, I must say, I was at the first meeting at the Berkeley Drupal's user group where you came for the first time and told everybody that you were the maintainer of the Views bonus pack, and everybody's mouth was just like, what? What are you talking about? So yeah, you've sort of come into the Drupal community at a very young age, and you've started contributing a lot. And just yesterday, there was a really fascinating discussion that was happening with a lot of the lead architects of Drupal talking about a lot of exciting stuff on Drupal 8, of all things. So you're kind of architecting all these big issues. So talk a bit about, like, what were you guys talking about?
Okay. Well, first of all, if you're wondering, I'm 14 years old currently. So what we were talking about yesterday is completely redoing the way that Drupal builds a page. So at the beginning, centered around contextual information. So if you're building a page in Drupal and you want to know what language your page is supposed to be in, which is probably a pretty critical thing, you're going to go over to this function and call this over here. But if you want to know what node you're showing on a page, which is also a really critical thing, you're going to want to look over here. And that's kind of inconsistent. Like, do you look here for the information, or do you look in this other place? Where do you go? So the discussion kind of started around that. Like, can we centralize that? And the answer was yes, we can. How do we centralize it? We figured out a solution. But then it became more like, you can build using this contextual information. You can do things like build a smart block. Let's say you have a block that displays information about the author of a current node. How do you know what the current node is? Currently in Drupal, the way you do it is look at the second place in the URL, which is a terrible, terrible thing, and everybody hates that, but that's how you have to do it, because otherwise, like, how do you know what the current node is? So we're talking about fixing that, and you put it into the context, say this is the current node. And what if there are two current nodes, and you can create two separate contexts and pass them into the block? So that was basically what we were talking about. Very intense stuff.
So it seems like a lot, some of this stuff is covered in context module in Drupal 6 and soon 7, but also panels. These are the type of modules that are trying to address these types of contextual information of giving as much context as possible when someone's on a web page to determine, like, if it's behaving differently with a theme or other things like that. So maybe you could just talk a bit about taking what we have already in Contrib and what needs to change at the core level in order to get where you guys want to go.
Yeah, so basically in Contrib currently, we have context in panels and in ctools. So we have the context module. The context module is pretty much what should be in Drupal core but isn't. So they have built a central registry of all the contextual information. And so theoretically, that's something that Drupal core should do itself, and now it will do in Drupal 8. Panels context is a bit different, and I'm not exactly sure what that does. However, I know that panels is like a smart block mechanism, which is exactly the type of thing that we'll get into Drupal 8. Might get into Drupal 8, but we are proposing for Drupal 8. However, we hesitate to call it panels in core because it's not going to be exactly panels, and panels is still going to stay.
And so one of the things that's sort of interesting that's happening right now, Drupal 7 hasn't even come out, and you're already sort of architecting all these big API changes that you want to get in for the next version. So, you know, talk about that process for what are you trying to figure out when you're, you know, laying out, like, what type of functions need to be there to abstract all these things that you need to do?
Well, currently it's really high-level stuff. We're not going into details at all. The reason we're talking about Drupal 8 right now is because it's DrupalCon, and we've all kind of gotten bored of working on Drupal 7 because all that's left are bugs. Like, we can't do anything new and cool. So we've decided that since we're gathered here together, it's much easier to architect something when you're talking to someone face-to-face. So we decided to just meet up and architect this. And so what we have right now isn't that specific. It's pretty vague, but there's the basic specification.
Well, so, you know, a lot of the things that were architected a couple of years ago with the database layer eventually got in, but so this is sort of the, you're laying out the roadmap, so to speak, as to the type of really big issues that perhaps you and Larry Garfield and Earl Miles and all these sort of big Drupal thinkers are going to be working on. So what's sort of the next steps from after this point until, like, you know, Drupal 8?
So, well, first, Larry is writing up a big architectural document of exactly what's probably going to be there, and then we're all going to edit it and put in our comments. Then we're going to probably, at that point, we just start coding it. And we've broken it up into small chunks so that it's easy to review each patch, and so you can do a little bit at a time. And so after that set of patches, then we should be pretty much onto the next phase, which the kind of the way we've broken up is first we're going to do the context stuff, then we're going to give it the capability to do smart blocks, and then we're going to do smart blocks, each of those three separately and one after another.
Now, this is the point where CHX was saying that what you guys are doing is totally impossible. So, and I guess the what Larry was saying and Earl was saying, well, we got to at least give it a try. So it seems like there's some skepticism as to some people think that what you're trying to do is not going to be possible, but other people say, let's give it a shot.
So the skepticism is really around not whether or not it's possible, but whether it's possible to accomplish it. Like, we know that we can do it potentially, but there's so much work involved that we don't, or at least CHX thinks we're not going to be able to complete it. We think we are. I thought of a way to divide it up, and we all agreed on it, that we can accomplish part of it, and it'll still be really, really good. It won't be perfect, it won't be great even, but it'll be good, and then we can do the next step later. And so it's divided up now so that we have a workable chunk to start with. He's happy, Larry's happy, it's all good.
And so another thing that you've been involved heavily in is, you know, getting involved with Drush Make, which is apparently a very key aspect of sort of this new installation profiles and Eager and all the Drush. And so maybe, you know, talk about, like, how did you enter into doing something like Drush Make? What was the scratch that you were trying to itch? And maybe talk about, like, where it's gone from there.
It wasn't really to address a itch that I had to scratch, although kind of. So Drush Make is a module that, or not a module, it's a Drush plugin that what it does is it takes a file called a make file and it builds a Drupal site out of it. So it downloads your modules from Drupal.org, from your version control system, and it downloads Drupal core and it assembles them all into a directory ready for you to install or package up and give to somebody else. So, I mean, the itch that I was, I guess, trying to scratch initially was a really basic one. Like, I use the same set of these 10 modules on every site, and I don't want to go to Drupal.org and hit download 10 times, one for each module, for every site I start building. And so I just wanted to have some sort of repeatable configuration. So that's why I built DrushMake. And from there, it's really exploded. I think most of the major Drupal distributions currently are using DrushMake, and a lot of people are using it for their sites. It's really powerful. You can do a lot.
Yeah, so I guess what part of the problems with installation profiles is that you would download it and then you would get all the stuff ready to go and then you would have to go and actually download each individual one. So this seems to be kind of like a big boon to the future of, like, Drupal as a product, in a sense, where you're able to kind of automatically start piecing a lot of these things together as a downloadable Drupal package that can kind of have things more set up ready to go out of the box, I guess.
Yep, so that's exactly right. And also Drupal.org has been made to support DrushMake now, thanks to Derek Wright and Chad Phillips. So you can now package your installation profile with a file called drupal-org.make or something like that. And drupal.org will automatically assemble those, package them up into a tar file, and offer that to download as well as just the normal profile.
I see. And, you know, just briefly, as to, you know, when people are using Drush, how did Drush come about? And then, like, how did you start using it? And, you know, when you discovered it, what did you think when you started using it?
I don't know how Drush came about. I know, actually, it started in Drupal 4.7, I believe. I do not know how true this is, but from what I've heard, it started in Drupal 4.7 as just a set of loose scripts that then got and further Drupal versions put together and made into something coherent, and now it's a really powerful platform. So I don't know exactly how I came to Drush or started using it, but I believe at the beginning I was pretty skeptical, like, is this actually going to help me? But then I just kind of, it started working with me, or I started working with it, kind of both at the same time. and it really helps me now develop much faster.
And so what are the type of things you're going to be sharing here at DrupalCon on Drush, since you're giving a presentation on Drush here?
Well, my presentation on Drush is actually just really basic. I'm going to talk about installation of Drush, which is sometimes more hard than you would imagine, than just basic things like, you know, downloading some modules with Drush so you don't have to go to Drupal.org. You can like do quick shortcuts like clearing your cache with Drush. It's really easy. Just a command, Drush clear cache. And then I'll talk about Drush Make and how to use it.
Cool. And so being 14, what's sort of your plans right now? I guess you're studying music at a private school, is that right? And maybe what's sort of your plans moving forward here?
Well, I just graduated from a music school. Now I'm kind of in a more general school for high school. But I don't really have any plans. I'm really into Drupal, obviously, really into music. I'm also really into farming, which three completely unrelated things. No idea why all three of them happened upon me, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Are you a really good farmer?
I don't know about that. I'm working on that, but it's fun, you know, taking care of animals.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.